Hello and welcome to my podcast. This is your host, Biswaroop. In today's world where office and everything has gone on hybrid, there is a mix of online and offline communication. Not only is it challenging, but sometimes it is overwhelming. In today's podcast, we are going to discuss how we can improve the productivity of communication through online methods. Here we go. One of the most important things to remember while increasing the productivity in online communication is to identify the communication channels. So it can be emails and instant messaging services or project management tools. What happens is when you've identified these communication channels, the conversations become much more simpler and all the stakeholders are on the same page. That's one. Two, setting up the guidelines of these communications is very, very important. What is the response time for an email or messaging? What are the meeting protocols? What kind of communication channel should be considered under different scenarios? When all of these procedures are laid down, there is no misunderstanding and people are able to converse and communicate openly. Very, very important point number two. Point number three, as in offline communication, it is very, very important to have an open culture where people can ideate, ask questions, challenge each other so that the best of the teams are coming out. There should be a culture of openness without being judged, and people should be able to communicate freely. This is very, very critical, not only for an offline meeting, but only for online meeting. Another method that all of us can also get into is video conferencing. On and off, we can have once a week or once in 10 days or once in a fortnight a video conference where all the team members come together on the platform, see each other's body language to increase the camaraderie between all of them. This is very, very important. Not to forget that over a period of time, offline meetings can be set up, if possible at all, so that people can see each other's body language and meet face to face to create the social and cultural connect. This is very, very important. So while online can be 80% of the time, the balance 20% can be offline meetings as well. But with all of these, I think the productivity in the online communication will definitely increase. Of course, what is clear between offline and online communication channels is to have an open culture of communication. This is very, very critical. And this only helps in fostering collaboration, support, and the productivity increases. Now, online communication does not necessarily mean that you have to be all the time meeting real time. You can send emails and messages, as we discussed earlier, all update on your project management tools so that people can get themselves updated or aligned based on their schedule and not being fixed for coming into meetings. This could be another way of creating an open culture, an openness, and fostering support for each other. I hope you like this podcast. If you did, please share it with your friends, colleagues, and other professionals. And also join my free VIP Facebook group for more tips and tricks. Thank you once again for tuning in. This is your host, Biswaroop, signing off. And until the next time, keep growing, stay connected, and stay tuned. Thank you very much.